News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2025. And I just got sort of a, I guess you could say it's an early New Year's present because Jonathan Cook has agreed to stick around with me for half an hour. So thank you so much, Jonathan.
And we can talk about anything. Now that we already talked about me, we can talk about what you want to talk about.
we'll figure something out. But lots of folks are not able to come in, obviously, because of the holidays. So Jonathan was sweet enough to say, hey, I'll stick around and hang out with you. So thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, anytime. You know, I'm a little jealous they all get to sit home and take the day off. It sounds good, though, but then, I go crazy doing it. So it always sounds good, right? Yeah. You're always like, oh, I'd love to have the day off. And then you're like, what are we doing today?
Yeah, then you sit there and you're watching TV. Trying to find something on Netflix.
At like 8:30, you're like, all right, what are we doing today?
Yeah, now I want
to get up and do something.
Exactly. Well, we did have some questions. Jonathan, if you want to go ahead and talk about your business, of course, because we'll take advantage of this time for you. In case someone just joined us, we've been talking about what you do with construction and your flooring. So tell us a little bit about your company again.
Right. So, if you have any questions, obviously you can text in about, flooring or construction or just any general questions, shoot them to us and I'll do the best I can with them. So we've been around since 2005. We do full house renovations, flooring, kitchen, bathroom, siding, windows. We are licensed general contractors. So we are licensed to build a house from ground up. And as far as new construction, we don't do a lot of that. And it's not that we're not licensed to do it. We just have specialized in remodeling. And then since we've had the flooring store, we've partnered with so many builders that we do flooring for that I'm big on the fact that I'm like, I don't want to compete with my own customers, right? Like, I would love to be building, but I have some great builders I work with, and I know that's their area. So I'm like, all right, I don't want to compete with them. So I'll stick to remodeling and let them stick to building. And so that's worked out. And so that's one of the reasons why we don't really specialize in building, but we do have some great builders we work with. If you're looking for some new construction, give us a call and I can point you in the right direction for that.
Okay, great. So we did have a couple questions that we had from the last half hour. So I want to go ahead and get to those. We were talking about installing carpeting and flooring. So we were in that discussion and someone did send in a question and they were asking how much extra does it cost to add extra padding under the vinyl plank? So thinking of the insulation benefit of extra padding, question mark?
All right, so here's where it gets tricky, right? So as I was saying, like with carpet, pad is so important, right? And pad is very important with vinyl plank. It's going to make it sound, less hollow when you walk on it, feel more solid. But if you put too much padding, you could ruin the floor.
How is that?
So
it seems to
extra
be extra
padding.
I'm always extra. It's better.
And you would think so, but when you put the extra padding on vinyl plank, so most of our vinyl plank is a 1.5 millimeter attached pad that we get to it, and you really don't want to go over 2 millimeters in pad. And the reason why is because when you step on the pad's made to absorb that footstep and soften it, right? So it gives a little bit and comes back up. Just like carpet, when you step on it and the pad, it flattens out and springs back up. Well, you have a locking system on your floor, so that lock goes together. When you step on that joint, if it gives too much, if you have two layers of pad and it gives that much, it gives too much. And over time, it just gives and gives and then it ends up breaking the lock because you're pushing it down too far.
Right, that makes sense.
Right. So I've seen people, they would go and put like two layers of pad, especially it's worse in upstairs of houses because they want to cut down on that noise. And so they're put two layers of pad in the upstairs of the house. And within a year, their locks on their floor will be failing and breaking. And then, they're trying to get a warranty. And it's like, oh, it's not warrantyable because, you put too much pad and that's why it happened. So as much as pad is important, I think pad's very important for flooring because it does cut down on the noise. Too much pad can ruin it.
Interesting. Okay. And that's why you're the expert.
Right.
This morning.
So I wouldn't pay any extra for extra pad.
Okay.
I wouldn't pay nothing.
Because you might get a salesman that tries to sell you
right.
That.
And if somebody sold you that, I'd make them come pull it out and redo it because it will ruin the floor.
Oh, that's so interesting. Okay. So in talking about flooring, I love the old look of wood floors. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about this before, but can you talk about a little bit how vinyl plank came to be? Because why wouldn't I just want to put wood flooring in?
Right. And so, you know, I always tell people wood is timeless, right? Mm-hmm. Even a lot of the vinyl plank we put in is made to look like wood. Yeah. In the early 2000s, ceramic tile looked like wood was the big and hot thing, right?
I remember that, yeah.
And before that was laminate mm-hmm. that looked like wood. If you look at all of our major trends throughout the years, they've all been to make look like wood. It's like, why don't we just put wood in, right?
I was going to say, let's go back to wood.
Well, we get down to the fact that, you know, it takes a lot of trees. We're cutting down a lot of trees. That wood's expensive. Mm-hmm. So when you put all that wood in, for one, it just costs a lot. It costs a lot to buy the wood. How the wood acclimates in our area, depending on what type of wood it is. Like if it's a bamboo floor, it does not do very well here. In fact, most distributors have quit selling bamboo in Pensacola
really?
Altogether.
Why is that?
Just too much humidity, salt from the beach.
Does the bamboo bend?
Grow? Yes, it grows and expands. Mm-hmm. What they've told me is they've just had way too many warranties out of it to be worth selling it in this area because of our humidity and our moisture content in our air. You know, wood is not always, you want it to look like wood, but real wood sometimes can be too much work to get into your house. You have to put it in, you have to sand it, stain it. It costs more to install it. And also it's hard to change. Like if you wanted to change it down the road, only thing you can do is sand and stain it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot harder to get it up. So it really comes down to a price thing, in a lot of ways.
Okay. We've got some questions coming in and I really appreciate it. 850-437-1620. This one says, we have a large portion of wood floor needing replacement or at least refinishing from moisture damage. Having foundation sealed, then dealing with the floor. We'll need an estimate, and do you take care of moving furniture? Thank you, ! And thanks for staying longer on Expert Panel. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So we do. So we move furniture and put it back. And
that'd be my number one question.
Right. So a lot of people do ask that. And so that's where we do the line-by-line item. Mm-hmm. And that's a line item on our estimate. So you know how much it costs. And you'd be surprised at how many people will say, hey, well, I'll just move the furniture before you get there. I'll have it out of the way. And we're fine with that. And we're like, okay, and we just take that line off, right? Because mm-hmm. It saves us time. So,
sure.
You know, I mean, it's a little less money we get, but then it saves us time at the same time. As far as sanded and refinished, we don't do that. So we don't sand and refinish wood.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, it's very expensive to do. It's very time consuming. There's a couple companies around that do it, and they're good and efficient at it. Trindles down on Davis Highway, they just pretty much do sanding, staining, refinishing, and hardwood. And they're good at it. They're more efficient than we are, so we just you know, tell people call them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can do it better and faster than us, cheaper, then there's no point you hiring us for it, right? As far as removing it, we can remove it and put a different floor in. So we sell a lot of pre-finished wood.
Right.
So that's like pre-engineered
wood. That's a whole different thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised at how much wood out there now is pre-engineered wood, and that might even be what you have. And most of the time with pre-engineered wood, you can't sand and stain it. Or if you can, you can only get one time out of it because it only has an 1/8-inch wood veneer.
Mm.
So it's basically laminated plywood with an 1/8-inch wood veneer. So you can sand that, but if you go too deep, you're right through that 1/8-inch. So most of the time, it's not practical to sand and stain it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the question. If you've got a question for Jonathan Cook, he's with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, the owner, and he is here hanging out with me today because it is a holiday day. So I really appreciate you, Jonathan. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk on New Year's Eve. Jonathan Cook is hanging out with me this morning from Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And we did have a question come in because we'd mentioned it earlier about the fact that this is pretty cool. But Cone Nast Travelers every year comes out with the top 20 beaches in the world, right? Pensacola Beach is number one.
That's crazy.
Y'all.
I didn't even know that.
How amazing is that? And then Navarre Beach came in at number two. So we're not talking about just beaches in the Southeast.
Right.
We're talking about beaches all over the United States.
And see, when you go into talking about like, okay, this is why we don't sell these types of flooring here because we have too much moisture and salt content in our air, right? The good side to that is because, hey, we have these great beaches, right?
Absolutely.
And so we have all that moisture in our air, which sounds bad, but then it's really good for us because it's great beaches, brings a lot of tourism.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Brings a lot of money to the economy. And then we just get to enjoy them on a regular basis.
Well, I have to say it. I was sort of, I'm not surprised. I believe it's the number one beach. biased because of my experience, but here's the list. It's number one is Pensacola Beach, Florida. Number two is Navarre Beach, Florida. But here's the thing. This is all over the United States.
Right.
So this includes
Hawaii, California,
Virginia Islands, right. Puerto Rico.
That's pretty impressive.
So guess what? So
Key West?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
So
Key West?
Number three is Waikiki Beach.
Wow.
In Hawaii, behind us.
Behind us.
Then the next one is Kauanoa Beach. It's a Mauna Kea beach in Hawaii. Okay.
See, I wonder if that's how great our beach is, also compared to how good the economy and community is around it.
Well,
right?
It could be
because
the
cost
all of
living, mm-hmm. Job opportunity here, even things like traffic. Go to Miami and try to go to the beach. I've been to Miami on vacation, and you take 2 hours getting through traffic just to get to the beach down there.
No kidding.
So you can't find a parking spot. When you take all of it in consideration, then yeah, I can see that. But what was the rest of the list?
Oh, yeah, let me go back to, I lost it. The research department's failed. Oh, here it is. Okay.
We don't care. Pensacola is all we care about. Pensacola and Navarre.
That's right.
Destin.
And then it's followed by Hapuna, also Hawaii, Kaanapili Beach, Hawaii, Kalaloa Beach, Hawaii, and then Siesta Beach in Florida. So that's the top 15.
Did Destin not make the list?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, and that goes back to the cost of living and the and what's available in that area, what the economy's
well,
like.
Well, this is a traveler's top picks.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking it's the White Sands, it's the crystal clear waters,
you know,
and the hospitality here.
And the hospitality, right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think because like, especially just talking about myself in general, I've lived here so long, I think we do take it for granted.
Yes.
Because we're so used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go to Pensacola Beach and that's what I expect a beach to look like because that's what I've seen since I was a kid,
no.
Right?
It's very sobering when you go to a beach
right,
in North Carolina.
Exactly. And then you go to a beach somewhere else. See, I don't go to a lot of beaches because I'm here at the beach all the time.
Right.
So like when we vacation, I go to Utah. We went to Philadelphia recently. I've been to Boston. You know, I don't really take vacation to the beach. The only time we really did was when we went to Miami.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise,
and that's a whole other
right.
Thing
it's a whole
just,
yeah. And like I said, I wasn't impressed with their beach compared to ours. So I think that has a lot to do with it. That you know we don't realize. Like if somebody asked me, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm so used to our beach,
right?
But other people coming in is like, oh wow, this is great.
Well, when I come across a 3 mile bridge, every once in a while it'll hit me because I look at that water. And recently, the water's been so still. We didn't have any storms this year,
right?
So everything has settled. So now it's just transparent.
It's nice and clear.
Yeah. And crystal clear. So if you go out on the pier, you can see almost the bottom, mm-hmm. even at the far end. I mean, it's just beautiful. And then you see all the wildlife swimming in there and the dolphins and the turtles
right.
and the manatees coming out. Now you see those guys out
and,
there.
And you can get to the beach.
Yeah.
So you can get to the beach. This is my favorite time of year, by the way. You can get vacation rentals down there. Mm-hmm. There's good restaurants out there, too.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt.
There's a Breftix Bistro out there. I'm trying to think what the name of it is.
Native Cafe?
Yes. It's very good.
I do know a little bit about the beach.
I do like that. I that's probably one of my favorite places to eat Breftix if I have time.
Yeah, it's
and,
great.
And I don't go there often because I'm always working. It's way mm-hmm. out there on the beach. But anytime, if I have the day off and then Sherry's like, where do you want to eat Breftix? That's usually where I want to go.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing, too, is that on both ends of the beach, what makes it special is that it's got National Park on both sides.
That's true.
So then you have the main corridor, but we've done such a good job of keeping that looking
it's
beautiful.
Reserved.
It's
right,
very
it's reserved.
It doesn't feel like Panama City Beach, no
right,
offense.
Right,
but
it's not going to be overrun
yeah.
with too many people.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's always going to be there, and it's going to be for the wildlife, and then be for people to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, well, no complaints here.
See, that's the downside, is you want your beach to grow, right? We want mm-hmm. our economy to grow, but mm-hmm. there has to be a balance to it. And
no
I think
doubt.
Pensacola Beach does that well. I think they do put a good balance there, because they allow it to grow, they allow development, they allow investment out there and business opportunities, but they also keep a nice piece reserved.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Fort Pickens down there too.
Yeah.
So, you know, they keep a nice reserve out there, which is good for our wildlife, good for, you know, fishing, charter fishing. I love charter fish every year.
Mm-hmm.
Always charter
best.
Fish from Pensacola Beach. I take the boat behind Peg Leg Pete's. I always take it out. We charter. We take the guys. We bring the fish in.
It's
we
fabulous.
Give it to Peg Leg Pete's or Flounders.
Right.
And we cook it right then.
There you go.
So they clean it. We give it to the restaurant. The restaurant cooks it.
That's the coolest thing.
And a lot of people don't realize that. You can bring your own fish to
I
the
didn't
restaurant.
Know that.
Yeah. We do it every year. So either
That's
Peg
so
Leg
cool.
Pete's or Flounders every year. There's actually another one out there that does it too, because we looked it up to see who all did it.
Right.
I don't remember who they were, but there were three of them on the list when you look it up.
Might be Shaggy's.
They do it.
They're right there in the marina too.
I've taken it to Flounders only because Pegalo Pete's had such a long wait last year.
Right.
And I had Flounders blacken it, and mm-hmm. so it was red snapper blacken. It's the best red snapper I've ever had.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's so fresh.
Yeah, so
get
fresh.
Any fresher
right,
than that.
Yeah.
Well, also today is there going to be some things happening out on the beach for New Year's. They're having a kids' New Year's Eve party out at Crabs, so definitely check that out. Tonight, they'll be at midnight, the fireworks show. Which is awesome. And the fireworks are coming back to Pensacola, downtown, after 2 years of being gone, and that's going to be happening tonight. So you have no excuse.
So is it going to be the Pelican drop?
I don't think so. I heard through the grapevine that our Pelican's demise has not survived, I think, COVID.
Because I heard they're doing a moon pie drop in Mobile.
That's true.
I wonder what ours is going to be.
I don't know. I mean, that may be something
we have to go down there and find out.
We have to get the DIB to do a contest and come up with something.
Yeah, come up with an idea because we need something. I mean, if Mobile's got a moon ball or moon pie, we got to have something, right?
Well, they got a new ball in Times Square now, too. This is the one for 2026. Mm-hmm. They just redid it. They've only done it 9 times over the years. So this is a brand new one. It's all made from Waterford crystal, 5,280 crystals.
See, and I would not mind at all being in New York City and Times Square for New Year's, but I'm not waiting in that.
Well, they're saying a million people this year. They've already closed it down. They've already closed Times Square down this morning.
So, I probably would never get to see that in my life because I'm not going to get through a million people.
I've lived in the city.
I don't think I'm going to get through a million people to do it.
I think the craziest one, though, is Key West because they have a red ruby slipper and then they have a drag queen in the slipper. And I know there's a lot of people, but it is pretty funny. Yeah. It is Key West.
That actually sounds like a good time.
It is pretty crazy. All right. So we've got a lot going on here, but it is congratulations to all the folks, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, the Pensacola Beach Chamber, the people that are out there on the beach, hospitality, industry, the Hilton, Hampton, I mean, all of the different restaurants.
Yeah, all of our policemen and firefighters are going to be working tonight.
Public Works.
Keeping everybody safe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
It's not even worth it. It's really not worth it.
Absolutely is not. Okay, we're going to come back with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And of course, if you've got a question, please text it in, 850-437-1620.
Or comment. Just send it in.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on New Year's Eve. I'm really having trouble getting my mind around this, Jonathan.
Right. Meg's trying to decide if she wants me to come on mornings with her and be a co-host.
Jonathan
and Meg in the mornings. That's going to be it.
I think you could do it.
Tell the producer, Jonathan and Meg in the mornings.
There you go. I think he's got the bug now. You know, they say that about radio. Once you get it in your blood.
Right. I think Meg evens me out. You know, I think all of the things I bring to the table, what she brings to the table, I think it's a good morning show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, our boss, Doug, Dave Hoxing and Mary, I want to give him a shout out because they've had a great year and they take such good care of all of us. But they've been friends of mine for almost 20 years. I came to Pensacola with a morning show.
Right.
And so once I left there and got into the business world, the whole time, every time I see Dave, okay, you're going to come back to radio, right? You know, radio is in your blood. You got to come back.
And they've done a lot for the community.
Oh, no,
and they continue to. And I mean, even just take the radio station alone. It's so important, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a way for us to connect with our community and talk and get their feedback. So it's a very important part of the community. And it always has been. And it's always going to be. No matter how much social media blows up, there's always that connection that you need with your community somehow. And I think radio allows you to do that.
Well, I'm a big fan of radio. I always will be. And this show is a fun one because I get to meet people like you in the community and connect, and people can ask you questions directly.
Exactly. I love it. You get to give people like me a voice.
Yeah.
They don't have it, a platform that they can ask and that other people can ask too.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely a very, very needed thing. I'm excited for 2026. I'm excited for y'all for 2026 and see where it takes us.
Okay, well, I have a sneaking suspicion that in the back of his mind he's going to start putting in applications for a morning show sidekick.
Right. Tell Steve Harvey to watch out.
Uh-oh, look out, Steve Harvey. And then we'll see you on, what is it, Family Feud?
Right. No, I don't want to go there. I'm good. I like Pensacola too much.
We just talked about all the reasons why we're going
nice
to stay in Pensacola.
It's nice and warm here. Yeah. It's got the sun.
Nice. Jonathan, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I really appreciate it. Happy New Year's to you and your family. I hope 2026 is very good for you. Once again, how can folks get in touch with you?
Yeah, I want to say Happy New Year. So Happy New Year's to you and everybody here at the station and all the customers listening. They can come by our showroom at 9320 North Palafox Street, Pensacola, Florida, or give us a call at 850-332-5905.
All right. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
See you
Happy
next
New
Wednesday.
Year.